Lenten Day 8, Monday, March 18th. Let's linger and not leave the discussion of holy icons just yet. So often, by reading what others have written, we get a deeper understanding into many things. Here is what St. Basil the Great has to say about icons. What the writers of the Gospels explain by means of words, iconographers explain and show by means of their works. We know that in very early times, many people were not learned. The icon became the sharper image in conveying the deepest messages of events about our Lord's earthly life as recorded in the Bible. The Anglican religious artist, the late Lynette Martin, had a unique living and warm appreciation of Orthodoxy. This is what she wrote in her book, Sacred Doorways. Icons invite a quiet looking. So let's give a quiet looking to the traditional Sunday of Orthodoxy icon. See inside front cover. What do we see? The focal point of the icon is another icon. We see the Virgin Mary Directress. Literally, it is she who is showing the way to God. Her icon within the main icon is carried by two angels with sweet composure. To the left of the icon is the Empress Theodora and her son Michael III. To the right of the icon are Patriarch Methodios and Patriarch Heraclios. There are also many saints surrounding the icon. They represent many men and women who struggled with the heresy for 117 years. And yes, please notice something. There is a peacefulness about it all. Look again. Not one show of anger. Not one element of unforgiveness. No bitterness. No judging. No evil thoughts or temper. Just peace. How clear is this example of the only way to God?